My first guest grew up performing and by her teens was memorably in movies like The Mosquito Coast, Goonies, and Running on Empty. More recently, she has become a Broadway star, earning 3 consecutive Tony nominations, one of them for her role in The Coast of Utopia by Tom Stoppard. This season, she is completely ubiquitous on television, appearing in 3 different shows at least. Please welcome Martha Plimpton. So in January, you sold out a room in Lincoln Center with your own night of songs and stories. So this is a whole other career you have.
That's correct. I did. Well, I did it with some help from some very good friends, including Dan Lipton, who's playing piano here with me tonight. But yeah, very surprisingly, we did rather well.
Have you been singing since you were a child as well?
Yes. I have been singing in front of the television turned off, which makes a very convenient mirror in the living room. I mean, I did it in front of people a little bit when I was younger, but I didn't like that so much. I didn't like the pressure, really, and so I laid off of it for a lot of years.
But you thought you could do it for real on stage in front of paying customers?
No, not really. Oh. Someone else thought I could, and since I'm, you know, not really one to turn down a challenge, I thought I'd do it.
Well, I think you can. So
well,
will
thanks.
You? Will you? Now?
Oh, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Martha Plimpton.
Screen door slams, Mary's dress sways. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. But sure, little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're all right. Make crosses from your lovers, throw roses in the rain. Waste your summer praying in vain for a savior to rise from these streets. Well, now I ain't no hero that's understood. All the redemption I can offer, girl, is beneath this dirty hood. With a chance to make it good somehow. Hey, what else can we do now? Except roll down. Trading these wings on some wheels, climbing back, heaven's waiting down on the tracks. Oh, oh, come take my hand. We're riding out tonight to case the promised land. Oh, 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 Thunder Road, oh, Thunder Road. Oh. the promises will be broken. There were ghosts in the eyes of all the boys you sent away. They hope this dusty beach road in the skeleton frames of burned out Chevrolets. They scream your name at night in the streets. Your graduation gown lies in rags at their feet. And in the lonely cool before dawn, you hear their engines roaring on. But when you get to the porch, they're gone on. Merry climbing. It's a town full of losers. I'm pulling out of here to win.
That was Martha Plimpton singing Thunder Road with the Lady Boss, with Whistler Eric Gilliland and Dan Lipton on piano. Really, really wonderful.
Thank you.
And I didn't miss the horns or drums.
You know, actually, Bruce Springsteen, of course, does a live sort of quiet ballad version of this song. And, you know, I'd grown up listening to that album and to the, you know, original recording, obviously. But until I heard that live version of him doing it, I never really heard it. You know, I mean, I knew what it was about. I knew the feeling it gave me. I knew it was about getting a girl to get in a car and take off. The sweetness in it, I didn't quite get.
Yeah. And the Whistler, a great idea. Do you take a Whistler with you everywhere you go now?
Yeah, I travel with my Whistler.
Good.
Yeah, it's Eric Gilliland, my own personal Whistler. Yeah.
Right. You really did grow up with it, because it was five. You were five, rather, when he first sang it.
That's right. My babysitter at the time was obsessed and in love with Bruce, and she listened to him constantly, of course, on LP, and every time I was at her house falling asleep, I was listening to that record.
Do you remember the moment? I mean, this song is about what we're talking about a lot tonight. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the moment when you felt like, I'm no longer a kid?
Oh, that's a tough question to ask somebody who's been in show business since they were eight, Kurt. I mean.
So eight, I guess, is the answer, right?
I remember there was a moment. I spent a lot of time looking in the mirror. I don't know how many of you share this habit, but when I was a kid, I spent a lot of time talking to the mirror. I was an only child, and I grew up in the theater, and so a lot of my time was spent talking to myself into the mirror. And there was one time when I was doing this, probably singing or dancing, or I don't know what the heck I was doing, and suddenly I caught my own eye and thought, that's me. Do you know what I'm talking about? It was very,
maybe,
very disconcerting.
Yeah.
And it was like the moment when you first recognize that you're a person. It's a strange sort of sensation. But I consider that a tremendously sad moment of loss.
That really wasn't a moment where you said, give me the grease paint.
No, it wasn't. No, because I think it was actually the opposite. I think what I was doing was saying, give me the grease paint. Oh, my God, who am I?
Right.
But this was a moment of being purely inside myself and acknowledging my wholeness. I don't know how else to describe it. It sounds really pretentious. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. But it is public radio.
Yeah. A few years ago, you were quoted as saying, I'm going to do one thing a year that terrifies me. And I couldn't agree with that more as an MO, truly. Mm-hmm. But how's that gone for you?
So far, my record's pretty good.
Yeah?
Tonight's a good example of that.
Yeah?
I like to keep upping the ante. I don't know what's next.
Well, that was going to be my next question. What's next, Martha? What are you working on? What's going to be the rest of the year?
Well, right now I've been, like you mentioned, thank you very much, I've been doing a lot of television because I figured one of the few things that scares me that I haven't done in recent years is make money. So I thought maybe I'd try my hand at that and see if I couldn't accomplish my goal.
Martha Plimpton, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Kurt. Thank you.
But don't go away.